Maya is doing unnecessary seva to purify jivas, to elevate them, to bring them to a higher position, actually. That's what this is all meant for. Well, that it's a service. The house of correction, the what's the word? The like judicial system, but penitentiary. I mean, these are English words. I mean, where the what is it called? Criminal justice system. Can't think of the precise word right now. It's not meant to really to punish. Oh, I know where I'm going. Punish the as much as to rehabilitate. That's the word they use. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, just as to purify gold, you burn it, put it in fire. I've seen this and in Bengal, going to the goldsmith. Just like goldsmith is a name in Europe. In India, so often the gold shops would have names like Lucky Narayan Babu. Lucky is the Bengali extrapolation of Lakshmi, from Lakshmi to Lakmi to Lucky. Lucky. And they still, girls refer to ladies as Lakshmi, Lucky. So you give them the gold, and then they take out a lamp and a flame, and they burn the gold because when you're like, oh, stop! They just immerse it in the flame, and the piece of gold you gave them becomes covered in black soot. It's not looking very golden at that point. It's just covered in this black soot. But then you wipe it away, and there's the pure gold. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if the suffering, so-called suffering inflicted upon the jivas, the conditioned souls, by Mayadevi, is like that flame and they're temporarily covered in soot, but ultimately they achieve the golden position. Pure gold, pure cognition. Jyotir Priti Tanum Hiranyapurusham. Then is it an objectionable thing? So this suffering brings about their liberation ultimately. And as I've mentioned, when I lived next to the fire chief's residence in San Francisco, there's a plaque outside that's a, you know, a brass, shiny brass plaque. By fire shall hearts be proven, lest virtue's gold grow dim. So the case is being made there that you need the fire.